Hello and welcome to another Newsmakers Podcast. Today we're talking with Mike LaCastro, training manager of the Little Red Schoolhouse from Bell and Gossett. We talk a little bit about the HVAC training industry. Hope you enjoy the conversation. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation, Tom.
Why don't you, just for listeners that might not know, please explain what the Little Red Schoolhouse is.
So the Little Red Schoolhouse was actually opened in 1954 by Bell and Gossett, and it's just that. It's a schoolhouse that was built right next to the main Bell and Gossett manufacturing facility in Morton Grove, Illinois. It's painted red on the outside, looks like an old schoolhouse, and we actually have a traditional bell tower on top, just for effect. Within the schoolhouse, we have a large classroom area, seven working demonstration systems, and our newly upgraded mechanical room to provide, you know, valuable fact-based hands-on instruction for the students. We also conduct webinars from this location using two ceiling-mounted cameras to focus in on the presenter, possibly some product cutaways, or actual operating displays.
All right. Yeah, and I think we're all of the age we remember at least the memory of the Little Red Schoolhouse, so that's interesting. You said it has been around for 60 years, but you kind of had a relaunching here this year, and you renovated some things. Can you explain that to us?
Certainly, yeah. We decided about 2 years ago that it was time to do a significant renovation. Again, as the facility, you know, the original building from 1954 still stands. And so we took some time to go through and update our audiovisual capabilities to allow us to do WebExes and whatnot. We added some new operating displays to keep up with the expansion of our course content and whatnot. And, you know, the idea behind the schoolhouse, you know, why it was started to begin with, and in our model still today, is that we wanted to give an environment that was not sales or marketing driven, but purely from a system design standpoint. You know, back in the 50s when it was open, it was recognized that, you know, it was still fairly new back then, and a lot of engineers, contractors didn't have a lot of experience in, you know, tying in all the equipment and getting them to work in unison to get the most efficiency out of the technology that was available. So, you know, even today with the enhancements that we've made, we're still delivering that level of training and that message with the environment that we've created.
Talk a little bit, maybe in general terms, about the importance of training in the HVCR industry today.
Today, you know, our design professionals are challenged with achieving, you know, the highest levels of efficiency possible from the heating and cooling systems they're creating. You know, while the individual equipment manufacturers today are, you know, certainly doing their part to make highly efficient products, the benefits and savings, you know, of those products we recognize are only really realized if they all work together with a structured synergy. This happens when, you know, you put proper control sequences together, piping layouts, and, you know, equipment sizing all together. So training becomes real critical because, you know, at all levels, you know, we want to offer the best chance to have the desired outcome. You know, advancements in technology, they, you know, are happening, you know, every day, and it's our job to stay aligned with these. So having a structured approach to the selection and sizing of components, you know, helps us to ensure that each one is viewed as an integrated piece of a system, delivering the best outcome for the owner. And so, you know, having that training available to look at that in a broad perspective, you know, bringing all the stakeholders together in one environment is extremely important today.
Obviously, everything's changing in the world and in the HVAC market with technology and enhancements. How has training changed in the last 5 years? And what surprises you the most?
Well, you know, with the influx of new young talent that's entering the industry, you know, all who have been pretty much exposed to modern technology right from birth, you know, there are countless mediums today that are available for them to access information. And so, you know, Bell & Gossett, we recognized early on that we needed to make our education curriculum available in many new forms. So, you know, as an example, we launched our e-learning site that has instructional videos. We posted our technical manuals as searchable PDFs on our website. We're hosting WebEx seminars right from the schoolhouse. And, you know, we've launched new apps for cellular device, you know, devices. So, you know, I mean, all that said, in all honesty, our classroom training at Little Red Schoolhouse is still our highest demanded service for education. But, you know, the instant access is really, in my opinion, what's changed in the last 5 years. It's just, you know, the rate at which the knowledge needs to be there, the rate that they need to have access to it, you know, that's really what I've seen in the last 5 years.
How about the biggest misconception out there about training? What would you identify that as?
Well, I'll say this, that certainly hasn't changed in the last 5 years. And what that really is, is it going to be a sales and marketing pitch? Am I going to arrive and they're going to tell me how great their product is? And, maybe some of the discussions on information required to select and price the equipment, that type of stuff. In some cases, discussion about competitors' products and what their deficiencies are. That's really what the stigma is out there on training. We have to be mindful of the fact that coming in, most of them have access to our literature on websites, so they pretty much know what our product is. They're coming because they want to learn how to properly apply the equipment and how certain equipment impacts other equipment and how systems work together. So what we want to make sure is that, when we're talking about it, is we're training on systems, not products, and what we look at is from Bell & Gossett perspective, when we do our trainings, we talk about equipment like boilers, chillers, cooling towers, coils, etc., none of which we manufacture. But we talk about them, we talk about their operation and how they integrate. So that's what we're trying to do and get out there, is that, let people understand that, when you come to training, there is still training out there that is not product driven. It's true system knowledge, and that, coming there and learning that is going to help you go back and apply and select the right parts and pieces to make the system work as efficiently as possible. We want to bridge that gap, that knowledge gap, between the perceived engineer or the office people and the field people. We want to make everybody equally knowledgeable so that way we have the best chance for the best outcome for the owner.
Okay. That's a pretty good segue, because I want you to talk about product a little bit here, if you don't mind. Tell our listeners a little bit about Bell & Gossett and what exactly your guys' place in the marketplace is, just if the off chance they're not familiar.
So Bell & Gossett has been around since the early 1900s, and right from the word go, they became an industry leader in a hydronic heating, cooling, and plumbing systems, with the broadest product portfolio of energy-efficient products over the last 100 years or so. And, today, when we look at Bell & Gossett, we strongly believe in training. And we've been out there, and we've been training for well over 100 years. And we've topped, I think the new number now is well over 70,000 people have come through and been trained. But Bell & Gossett's focus has always been on being a leader. And some of the products we offer, the industry may be aware of the fact that the Department of Energy, as an example, is now, starting in 2020, is going to be enforcing pump efficiency standards. Well, DOE put the pump industry out in notice at least 10 years ago, and Bell & Gossett started right there, redesigning and enhancing our products. And as of today, right now, I would say 95% of our products are currently DOE compliant already. So we're well ahead of the curve and ready to go when it actually is enforced in 2020. This is Bell & Gossett's thinking, and always been that way. But one of the other things that Bell & Gossett does that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of is that, our parent company, Xylem, all of the organizations under the Xylem umbrella, we're very much focused about our water. And our Watermark initiative is a corporate-wide, worldwide initiative where we're out training people, helping people to use water more effectively, more efficiently, and to recycle whenever possible. And so that's something that we all take pride in. And so whether it's Bell & Gossett or any of the other divisions under the Xylem umbrella, we're out there making a difference. And that's what we want to be known for as well. We want to be a leader in making a difference.
All right, sounds great, Mike. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today and talking a little bit about training in the industry.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity again. And like I said, we are going to be here, and we're available, and we're willing to help anybody and everybody the best way we can.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.